Hello, and welcome to On the Leading Edge with Leading Edge Real Estate, where we explore what it takes to build and operate a successful real estate brokerage, how to grow and scale your real estate business, and how to market and promote yourself to become the go-to real estate expert in your community. At Leading Edge, we understand and truly believe in a holistic approach to work and life. And we help real estate professionals get there through state-of-the-art technology, innovative training, and a culture that empowers all to flourish. Let's get started. Okay, Katie, I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about Instagram because it's exploded in the last 18 months or so. And I remember 18 months or so, you said, watch out, get in, get involved, because it's going to explode. So you saw it coming. And you saw it as a huge opportunity to grow our business. Can you talk a little bit about that and why you think Instagram has been the thing that's blown up over the last year and a half?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you asked me. And I know I reached out to you. I was like, maybe we should talk about Instagram because I am loving Instagram. And I think it's such a big opportunity for agents and brokers. And I think there's a few reasons. First of all, you know, Facebook owns Instagram. Facebook acquired Instagram many years ago for more than $1 billion before it ever made any money. And so if you're already active on Facebook, the good news about Instagram is similar. It is different, but it's similar in the sense that, you know, it's owned by Facebook. You know, if you're doing advertising, you can do that through the Facebook ad portal. And there's some similarities. But I think recently in the last 18 months or so, Instagram has grown exponentially for real estate because Instagram is a very aspirational platform. You know, you see things like pretty pictures and videos, and there is a lot less noise on Instagram. You don't see a whole lot of, what I had for breakfast. You don't see a lot of political posts. You don't typically see a lot of negativity. And I think we were kind of inundated with that for a while. And I still think Facebook is super important. Don't get me wrong, but there's something a little bit different about Instagram that I find really refreshing. And, you know, demographically right now, one of the biggest demographics right now on Instagram are folks between the ages of 35 to 45. And statistically, that kind of group of people is, you know, they're probably still on Facebook because their parents are on Facebook and they have to be, right? They've been on it for like 10 years, but they're not posting as much on Facebook because of the noise. So they're more active over on Instagram. And that's a really interesting dynamic. I mean, the people who are 35 to 45, you know, that might be a first-time home buyer, but for a lot of people, that's like the second-time home buyer, third-time home buyer. Like they're kind of in their prime, you know, so to speak. So I just think there's a lot of opportunities. And Instagram has grown exponentially. And so there's more opportunities than ever before to build relationships, create content, everything we've talked about as far as relationship building and creating content. It has just so many bells and whistles that I think are big opportunities for agents and brokers.
So I want to get into that a little bit more because, you know, you have been pushing me and challenging me. And I've been a super like molasses slow adopter of Instagram. I mean, you know, for me, and you know, I'm more social media oriented than you know, most people, but this one has sort of just really kind of taken me. I have just found it to be one more thing that I need to do and learn. And I know I sound totally old, but so I dabbled in it, but now I'm executing a more strategic plan for both my personal blog. But we're doing some really cool things with Leading Edge and we're super, super focused on it. And there's at least three different components, which I'd love for you to talk a little bit about. Your regular Instagram, there's Instagram stories and there's IGTV. And, you know, when you take a look at those three pieces, what's the formula or, you know, what are the things that make an Instagram strategy successful?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, Instagram has changed quite a bit. When it first rolled out, it was just, you know, the feed, basically. It was just photos and then it rolled out 15-second videos. And now you can do 60-second videos. And now you've got IGTV. So now you can put videos up to 10 minutes over there. And IG Stories is just 24 hours. And so there's all these different pieces of it. And I personally think they really kind of all go hand in hand. I mean, my philosophy in general with social media is that if you're going to really embrace a platform, it has to be integrated. It can't just be like, oh, I'm just going to like bolt this on, you know, to my strategy. It has to be some way that you can integrate it and, you know, to your overall strategy. So you mentioned three different areas. I'll just touch on each of them kind of quickly here. But the first being the feed. What's interesting about the feed is I think the philosophy around posting in your feed has changed. You know, it used to be post multiple times a day in the feed on Instagram, just like Facebook. And what I see with Instagram and also Facebook, to be honest with you, is quality over quantity, right? Quality over quantity. So I'm posting a little bit less in my feed, but those posts are typically, you know, beautiful photos or inspirational quotes, or maybe they're a clip from my video, from my pillar content from that week, right? And we're using things like hashtags to, you know, attract more people to that post. And, you know, we're engaging with people in the feed, just like we would engage with the feed over on Facebook. Stories, I think, is a really interesting thing that rolled out about a year or two ago. And I think a lot of people have a hard time wrapping their head around stories for whatever reason. And maybe it's because they're here today and they're gone in 24 hours. And I remember when I first heard that, I mean, Instagram stories kind of stole this idea from Snapchat, who first kind of rolled out this idea of content that's here today, gone tomorrow. And I remember thinking, I'm going to create something that's going to disappear. Like, what a waste of time, you know? And what I've realized is that what I really like about Instagram stories is it's a way to kind of take people behind the scenes. You know, it's kind of a way to it's almost like they're hanging out with you, you know, and you're kind of going throughout your day. And I've always believed in this philosophy of look at your life as content. You know, as you're out and about and you see a beautiful sunset, or you see, a pretty, you know, inspirational sign at Home Goods, or something funny happens with your kids, like that's all content that can be shared. And stories has kind of been that way for me. So I think about my stories as, you know, is there something funny or relatable I could share in my stories? Is there something helpful I could share in my stories? I also like to take content from my feed and share it over to my stories, because some people are just looking at stories and never looking at the feed. So it's a great way to kind of cross promote your posts. And, you know, ultimately, when you look at Instagram and you open up your feed, what's across the top, the very top, the best piece of real estate, no pun intended, is stories, right? And same thing with Facebook right now. You know, there's Facebook stories are like, they take up half the feed right now on your phone. And so to me, that says, wow, that means that's an important place to be hanging out. So I think stories are definitely evolving, and there's so many fun things that you can do with like GIFs and polls and emojis and all kinds of great stuff. But to be honest with you, for anyone who's listening and you're kind of struggling a little bit with stories, what I would just say is one of the biggest values I think to stories is the relationship building that can happen. Because what happens when you start creating stories, well, this is typically what happens for most people. They start posting things and sharing things. They're just kind of like haphazard, right? Because they don't really know what they're doing, which is what we all do, right? We don't know what we're doing. So we just like do whatever. And then we start thinking like, okay, maybe I should start thinking a little bit more like a storyteller and like ask some questions. And if you start to watch my stories, you'll see instead of just like posting a video or posting a piece of content, I try to kind of frame it with questions, and I'll, you know, kind of frame it a little bit more like a story. And I often will say, what do you think? Send me a message. Do you like this or this? What do you think of this? And I'm constantly asking questions because I want people to message me. And so when I go into Instagram, it's not just posting. I'll look and go, great, I have 15 new messages. I have 10 new messages. And like, that doesn't happen on Facebook, right? I don't open up my Facebook and have 20 new private messages. Like, that's amazing. And that's where the relationships happen. The relationships don't happen because you're posting like, you know, a video of your house. Like, it happens in those DMs, and all of a sudden you start to build these relationships with people. So that's a really, really big value.
In your opinion, that's where the explosiveness has happened in stories.
100%.
Because of the ability to be able to engage, or I guess not even just the ability, it's really the desire for people to engage in stories versus, mm-hmm. you know, the images or whatever you're posting on Facebook.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the other thing you have to think about with stories is for someone to see your story, they have to intentionally click on your story, right? Like when I'm in the feed of Facebook or Instagram, and I'm just like, I'm standing in line at Starbucks, or I'm in the car to pick up my kids, I'm just mindlessly scrolling. And if I see your post and it looks interesting, I'll read it. I might like or comment, right? But it's like this very passive thing. Stories, like the only way someone's going to see your story is if they actually click on it to see it. And I think that's just a little bit of a different mindset. I also love with Instagram stories and Facebook stories, to be honest, that you can see exactly who saw your stories, right? Like, it's not like this ambiguous, oh, 50 people saw it. No, I can see the 50 people. And if I ask you a question and you take my poll, I can see that you took that poll. And so now there's an opportunity for me to message you. And, you know, I remember during the Super Bowl, I'm in California, so we were rooting for the Niners, back when the Super Bowl happened this year. And, I was doing some fun stuff in my Instagram stories, and I was like, who are you rooting for, right? Or are you watching the Super Bowl, yes or no? It doesn't always have to be business related. And it allowed me an opportunity to message people back and forth, like, hey, you know, go team, or like, whatever. Like, it opens up that door to connect with people, you know, in that way. And I think that's, like you said, I think that is one of the most explosive opportunities with Instagram stories right now.
Yeah, it's a quick hit. It's in the moment, really in the moment. And it's kind of just taken what Facebook started to do when Facebook started and just created, a much more, I guess, an evolved and more efficient, you know, way to be able to connect with people. So stories is really where it's at. It's where the sort of explosive growth has come from. Can you talk just a little bit about how to incorporate your pillar content into stories, at all?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think that's the one of the reasons why when I talk about content, I always say start with your pillar content, because that's where I feel like everything starts, right? And your pillar content, like I said earlier, is something that might take a little bit of time, money, or resources. It's timeless content. It's typically video content tends to work best, right? That's what we do. We do a video we publish every Wednesday. It's usually 2 or 3 minutes. And a big part of why content marketing works is because of your distribution strategy. And so Instagram is a big piece of that. So for Instagram specifically, to answer your question, the day I'm recording videos, I always do a little Instagram story, like a little behind the scenes, like, hey guys, you know, we're recording March content, you know, check out, you know, I'm doing my makeup, whatever. Like, you know, it's not perfect. It's just a kind of a silly behind the scenes, but that's a piece of content, right? That's a piece of my pillar content. And then, the day that we publish our videos, we'll publish them on YouTube and Facebook, but we also publish a 1 minute version of that on Instagram. So that goes in our feed. I'll post that on Instagram, and then I'll share that over to my Instagram story. And usually throughout the next few days, we're still talking about that video. So the first day I might share that 1 minute clip over to my story. The next day I might do a quick little Instagram story and say, you know, hey guys, I don't know if you saw my video we published yesterday. It's about this, this, and this. And if you get a chance, check it out. Here's the link, or click the link in my bio, you know, and so we'll mention it again. And then usually a few days later, we'll take that same video and we'll upload it to IGTV, because now IGTV lets you upload video that's up to 10 minutes. So again, same content, but it's been 3 or 4 days. And so then we'll take that IGTV video, we'll share a preview of it over to our feed again, we'll share it in stories again. And you know, that one video probably gets talked about on Instagram, I don't know, probably at least 5 or 6 times. But the key is it's not the only thing I'm talking about, right? And we're showcasing it in a couple different ways. So I think about this when I think about like a listing. You know, when you've got a listing, there's lots of different pieces. It's not the same thing over and over again. Maybe one day you're highlighting the kitchen, one day you're highlighting the view, maybe one day you're highlighting the neighborhood, right? Like, it's still the same piece of content. You're just kind of highlighting a different piece of it.
Yes. So, okay. So what I heard you just say is that, you know, Instagram stories is not just sort of, it's not just personal. It's not just in the moment. You can absolutely repurpose your pillar content into stories. And then there's this whole other conversation around repurposing content, which we don't have time to go into, but it's a huge piece of your overall social media strategy, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, 120,000%, would say. I think that's the secret sauce. And it's not, you've heard me say this before, Christine, it's not spray and pray, right? It's not like take one thing, push a button and have it go everywhere. It's just really thinking about how can you repost, repurpose, repackage the same piece of content 10, 15, 20 different ways over the course of a few different weeks or even months. And I would just say one quick thing is that a lot of people don't do that because they don't want to look spammy. They don't want to annoy people in their feed. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, we don't want to be that person, right? Who's like posting the same thing. And I think when you do it right, when you spread it out, when you have other things you're talking about besides just that one thing, it's fine. It works because we're all so busy. I mean, I often say, like, I don't even remember what I had for breakfast yesterday, let alone what I saw on my Facebook feed, right? And then you think about 3 days from now, oh my gosh, what happened 3 days ago? Like, if I said right now, what happened 3 days ago? For most people, you'd be like, wait, what's today? What was 3 days ago? You know, like, I mean, and so, you know, really starting to think about that. And if you're going to take time to create content, like, you've got to think about, you know, getting it out there and distributing it in a variety of different ways.
Absolutely. I mean, they say, you know, the old sort of marketing mantra is people have to see things 7 times before they'll take action on it or they'll make a purchase. And this is really no different. And you're right. I mean, if you're going to invest the time and the money to put something out there, you want to make sure that your distribution plan, I mean, it's 50% of it, you know, and like you said, it's the secret sauce. I do want to put in the show notes. I know you've got at least one or two videos specifically on repurposing content. So I want to put those in the show notes so people can get a little bit more information on that.
Sure.
What's your biggest piece of advice to someone who either is just starting out on Instagram or wants to sort of next level it?
I mean, if someone's just starting out on Instagram, I always recommend that you just start by lurking a little bit. Like, anytime I'm on a new platform, I never am like, oh, I'm going to download it and start posting today, right? Like, I feel like anytime I've ever embarked on anything new, I do a little bit of lurking, right? And I'm like checking out what people are posting and how the platform works and watching, you know, how it works a little bit. And I think that's important for anybody when you're first kind of starting out. I would also say when you are new, you know, there's some basic things that I think are important. You want to make sure you've got your updated profile photo. I would say keep it consistent. Whatever your profile photo is on Facebook or your headshot on your website, have it be the same. Have your name be what people know you as, right? So if you're known as Christine George, or if you have, you know, maybe kind of a catchy, you know, I don't know, nickname or something, like, have your name be whatever people know you as. I'd also say if you are brand new, or even if you've been on Instagram a while, look at your bio. Your bio is really important. You only get 160 characters. So you have to be brief, but that's a place to tell people who you are personally and professionally. And if you want people to follow you and connect with you on Instagram, they're going to want to know who you are. So that's super important. And then for someone who's been on the platform a while, you know, and there's a lot of people. I mean, Instagram is not new. It's been around, I think, since 2011, I want to say, maybe even earlier than that. So if you've been around a while, I would bet you that a lot of you are posting in the feed, right? Maybe you're posting your listings, your open houses, maybe you're posting some other community content. But I would encourage you to step it up when it comes to your stories. And if you are just kind of dabbling in stories here and there, I would challenge you to really think about how you can start to incorporate stories into what you're doing. And if I can give any tip, I would say when it comes to stories, think about, why would someone follow you? Why is someone following you specifically? And then give them that type of content in your stories. So if I'm following an agent, you know, in the Boston area, it's because I'm interested in real estate in Boston, right? So of course, sharing a little bit of your own personality is awesome, and your family and your hobbies and your interests. But also, if I'm following you because you're an agent in Boston, like, I want to know, like, what's going on in Boston? Like, what's the market like? What's, you know, what does it feel like to live there? What are you listing? Like, I want to hear about that stuff. So just start to incorporate that. And yeah, I would encourage you to really up level. And if you are doing stories, I would say take it to that next level and start asking questions. Every day, are you asking a question in your story? And it doesn't have to be, are you looking to buy or sell a home? Like, that's not the question to ask. The question to ask is, you know, what do you think of this kitchen? Do you like it? Message me below. Or, you know, do you like this restaurant? Have you ever been here? Yes or no? Like, what's your favorite cup of coffee? Like, the whole point is you want people to start engaging with you, right? Yes. So you can start to build that relationship and build that connection.
Yes, it's starting the conversation.
Absolutely. And
awesome advice. Okay, so before we end, I want to first obviously thank you so much for talking with me today and for providing this unbelievable value to our listeners. tell us where we can find you, because anybody, especially who's looking to get into more Instagram stories, a great person to follow would be you, Katie Lance. But how do people find you? How do they get more information about you? And just let us know.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, really the best way is on my website. It's just katielance.com, KATIELANCE.com. And we've got hundreds of free resources and videos and all kinds of downloadable materials if you're looking to, you know, kind of up-level what you're doing with social media or Instagram or Facebook. That's really the best place to find out where I'm at. And I'm on the road a lot too, so you can check out my, you know, speaking schedule and see where I'm, what city I'm in next. I also have a book online too. So if you're someone who loves to read, whether it's a paperback or a Kindle, you can go to Amazon and the book is just called Get Social Smart. And that's a great guidebook, especially if you're at the beginning stages and just trying to kind of put together an overall plan. And of course, Instagram, like you said, you know, for those of you active on Instagram, if you're listening to this, do an Instagram story about this podcast. And I would love if you would tag me. I'm just at Katie Lance on Instagram. Let me know that you listened. It would be awesome to connect with you over on Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Katie.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. And keep up the great work. You guys are rocking it over at Leading Edge. It's so awesome to see what you're doing.
We're trying. We learn from the best.
Well, thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us. If you like our podcast, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Check us out at leadingedgeagents.com or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of On the Leading Edge.